You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden. Y'all know how we rock and roll, man. Another entertaining, informative episode for you all to enjoy. I'll keep it real. You know, this is a very, very personal episode for me because anytime I can get a current Seminole on, as you see that number 8 over my left shoulder, is always a big deal, right? So for all you college football fans out there, this is the episode for you, and clearly for Seminole fans, y'all know what time it is, man. Our guest, no other than one of the best wide receivers in college football right now, by the way of Michigan State, by the way of Louisiana, no other than the great Keon Colvin. Keon, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. Feeling great. I'm just, you know, thankful to be up here, you know, today. And, you know, just looking forward to chopping it up.
No question. So, you know, scrolling through your list of offers when you came out of high school, I saw a bunch of big name programs, right? But I didn't see your home state school, LSU. Did you feel some type of way coming out of high school, not having them involved in your recruiting process?
Nah, not at all. I'm gonna be honest, nobody really knows, but that was more so a personal thing for me. I didn't really want to go there. I mean, they, you know, obviously reached out, you know, your name get big enough in your home state, they're going to come, but I wasn't really interested at all. I had no intentions on staying home and being home or going back home out of the portal. So, nah, it didn't faze me.
Well, how sweet was it for you? You know, you transferred to Florida State, first game on a national stage, right, against LSU. Granted, like you said, it was more of a personal decision for you, not really vibing with them in regards to your recruiting process. But how sweet was it for you to score 3 touchdowns your opening game for your new, with your new team, your new school, against your state school, LSU?
I mean, it was great, you know, not so much just because it was them, just because the fact that y'all have, like, you know, well, I'm a part of this now. We are the best fan base in America. And, you know, just that whole build up to that first game and just, you know, showing people, like, you know, what I really can do and how I can impact the game and just pass, just like being just a receiver, just all around player and, you know, being a team player. And then, you know, for that first game, I mean, it hit a little bit because I do have a few LSU fans in my family, you know. So, you know, it stung a little bit for them. It, you know, I was having fun and, you know, put on that performance and, you know, to catch the ball in the live game, you know, finally from Jordan, it was a dream come true.
Man, and I tell people this all the time. Every time I have college football discussions, you know, most people feel like I'm biased. And I might be biased to a degree. Who cares? But when it comes to Florida State, that brand means something. And it's box office. You talk about playing your first game on a national stage, right? National TV, only game in town that particular day. The year before, we played LSU in New Orleans. And you talk about the primetime games you guys have been a part of so far this season and counting. I don't know if there's another university that has been on national TV as much as you guys. So you talk about the fan base. Yes, I agree with you. We had the best fans in college football. And also, too, you get some of the best recognition because you always on the biggest stage under the brightest light. So you've been doing a phenomenal job taking advantage of that situation. So you pick Michigan State, you know, coming out of high school for football. But you also, you know, if you don't know about Keon is the ultimate athlete. You also walked on the basketball court as well, became the first player since 1992. I don't know if you know this or not, but you became the first player since 1992. Charlie Ward at Florida State to score a touchdown and a basket for a top 10 team. How were you able to balance when at that time playing football and basketball?
I mean, I feel like it was something that I've, you know, always done, you know, growing up and even throughout high school. So it was a pretty smooth transition. you know, being that I've never played, you know, football for, you know, the span of like a spring or nothing like that. I've never done it. It was always basketball and track and, you know, 7-on-7 and stuff like that. So it was pretty normal for me. And just adjusting to that, it wasn't much.
Would you consider yourself currently right now at Florida State on the football team? Would you consider yourself to be the best basketball player on the football
team
right now?
Most definitely. Most definitely. That's not even a question. That's kind of unfair. It's not kind of. That is unfair.
It's unfair?
But, you know, some people could hoop on the team, but
I was going to say, who would be, okay, if you're number one, right? And I've been hearing everybody, the consensus probably would say you would be number one, right? Because you play basketball on a high level with Coach Izzo. But who would be a close number two and number three on the football team right now?
I ain't see everybody, but, you know, Marquise got a little high school background, you know. Winston's not part of the team, but I hoop with Winston. Winston can hoop a little bit. But I'm eager to see what J Dub would do. I'm eager to see what he could do on the court. You know, he's from Mississippi, so he talked. I want to see what he could do.
So if you had to pick your starting five from Florida State football players, right? A starting five, who would be the other four guys with you?
Biscuit. I'm going to go Dub. I'm going to take Jaheim. He athletic. One more. I need a shooter.
Yeah, you need a shooter.
Ooh. This tough. I don't know who can shoot, dog.
Yeah. I think that's a discussion point, but my question would be for you, because, you know, football players, we the ultimate competitor, right? You know what I mean? And I remember when I used to be at Florida State, we used to always go to the Leach and hoop in the Leach in the summertime. And anytime we got some of the current basketball players that come in there, we used to make it personal. So do you think, especially with you being the type of player that you are right now, if you put together a starting five of football guys against the starting five from the basketball team right now currently, would it be a competitive type situation or would y'all get blown out?
Would it? We ain't playing none of that. No. I'm gonna be coaching on the court too. We gonna get out there. We're gonna have to set that up. That'll be fun.
Then no question, that'll be fun, man. Shots out to Little Hamilton and the basketball team as well. But you heard what Keon said. And keep it real, Keon, you probably could start on the basketball team right now.
I mean, Kobe Hamilton, ask Coach Hamilton. He's been known about me since I was about 15. So, you know, he knows.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, Keon, let's transition back to your football career. When you decided to make the decision to transfer from Michigan State, and boy, that was a great move, by the way. That was a great move, right? Why did you choose Florida State? Because clearly, everyone was knocking on your door wanting you to join their program. But why did you choose Florida State, Coach Norvell, and just the entire tradition that comes with being a Noble?
I'm going to start with the tradition part. Like, they have a lot of great players that have, you know, been here, a lot of primetime games. You know, Florida State means something. Even when the seasons that, you know, they weren't as good, it still meant something. So to be able to represent a brand like that, that meant a lot. But on the football side of things, like just being there with J Trav and Johnny and, you know, Jaheim and a bunch of other guys is on the field, like, it's kind of hard to just, you know, stop us at any, you know, at any particular thing. So we're so versatile. And you don't have to, you know, as a receiver, you feel like you want to, you know what I'm saying, go for as many yards as you can go for. But you get a chance to be unselfish and feel like what the NFL would feel like, you know.
Yep.
And you have a lot of guys on the team, so it just takes a lot off my plate personally. But I also get the sacrifice of not trying to go for as many yards in the world. I get to play with a bunch of great guys and just experience that, you know, winning again for the first time since like my freshman year. So just winning and, you know, being on that roller coaster and just trying to stay up there and chase the championship ring. And that's pretty much, that's the ultimate goal. So just being able to put myself in the best position and allow myself to help a team, you know, get over that hump and, you know, hopefully go get the ring.
Outside of football, what is your favorite thing about Florida State? Like, is there a certain spot you like to go to in Tallahassee? Is there certain vibes that you like outside of just playing football for Florida State? What's the favorite thing you like about, you know, FSU or just Tallahassee in totality?
I mean, I'm just starting to, you know, get out and, you know, go around and stuff. You know, I ride around a lot, so, you know, I ride around a lot, just be looking, but I don't really know what anything is. So I'm trying to get out.
You got any favorite food spots?
I mean, and it's a lot of just chicken out here, you know, fried chicken, wings, you know, crab on the run, A-Town, you know, that's good. But, you know, McDonald's in my house, that's about the top four right there.
Yeah. Say no more. Hey, places, I just want you to be dialed in, man. It's a good. If you ain't really out and about, that's a good thing, man. Keep focused, because you already know what you're there to, do, what you're there to execute, and keep doing what you're doing. If you had to give a pitch to any recruit that's considering Florida State, for any future transfer that might be considering Florida State, what would that pitch be? Especially seeing that you went through the process as a recruit, signed, transferred, and decided to go to Florida State, and it's been one of the best things you could have ever done.
I'm gonna be completely honest. If you're not, if you don't want to sacrifice being selfish for the greater good of the team, then don't come here. And if you don't want to work hard, don't step foot on the campus, because it ain't gonna look too good for you.
And if you're willing to
work hard and, you know, give everything you got and to be unselfish for the greater good of the team, is gonna affect you in the long run too.
No question. And that's the same mindset you got to have when you get to the next level. You know, playing in the National Football League, you got to be unselfish, right? You got to be a selfless individual and got to be willing to do some things for the greater good of the team, like you mentioned, because every game ain't going to be your best game. You're not going to get every opportunity on either side of football. When you play on Sunday, you know what I mean? You're playing against the best in the world, and you're playing with the best in the world. So oftentimes you got to be a selfless individual. So well said, coming from Keon Coleman. So shouts out to all the recruits that are tuning in right now. For the future transfers that might be considering Florida State in the near future, you heard it best from one of the best wide receivers in college football right now, what it means to be a Florida State Seminole, and one of the main reasons why he decided to go to Tallahassee as well. What were your emotions? A few weeks ago, you guys had opportunity to travel to Clemson, a team Florida State has struggled against for quite some time, getting over that hurdle and trying to beat them. But what were your emotions during that game that resulted in the overtime win? And you came up big time in the clutch for the team.
I mean, I felt like a lot of times I take the feeling out of the game and just try to, you know, stay true within each moment and just remain humble and respect the game and just continue to just, you know, make the plays that I've been making. And, you know, that's pretty much how I carry. But after the game, you know, it definitely was emotional. You know, it was a big win for coach, and, you know, he expressed some of that emotion. But it just meant a lot to go out there and sacrifice and be out there with my teammates, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, all the things we've been through camp and through the first, you know, the adversity, and just responding to it the way we responded and, you know, coming out with the win. And I was blessed to be on the receiving end of that great ball, you know, the great ball that he threw and just making the catch. So, I mean, it was very special.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Hey, real quick, that catch reminded me of the catch you had against LSU. And I remember And correct me if I'm wrong, I want to ask you this question, because people were saying that you were telling, you remember the catch, the touchdown catch you had against LSU, you were singled up in the slot, and you were pointing, I think you were trying to tell JT, I don't know what you were trying to signal something.
I was looking at Coach. I was telling Coach I wanted the ball, like, because I didn't get press coverage at all, like, the whole game. So it was like third and one, you know, he pressed. I'm like, it's third and one. I'm like, we're going to get the QB sneak, so we got that. But I'm like, if he pressing, I want the ball. I don't even care if he pressing no more. But he's on me finally. I'm like, wait, can I get the ball? Like, you feel me? And he called the play, and it ended up being another defender, but it really didn't matter who it was. I felt like it was going to happen regardless.
Okay. So we all thought you were trying to talk to Jordan, but you was actually talking to the coach.
Yeah. Coach make that call right there. You feel me? It's right off the third down. You get the conversion. I'm looking at Coach like, look, might well call it. And you know, you ask for your number to be called, you have to make the play. And, you know, I just made the play, what I knew how to do.
And that was similar in the Clemson game as well, because correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't a defender trying to press you?
Yeah.
So it's barbecue chicken. You already knew what time it was when you saw that.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, we was going to probably run that until they pressed me. So it was like, you know, I was going most likely get it. And I was really mad because the in regulation, man, they, you know, I ain't gonna say nothing too much, but
they grabbed your jersey. They grabbed your jersey. I know what you're talking about.
Right there and in the game, just like that. But
yeah, they got away with one. I remember that play vividly as well. Clearly, you jumped up before you even left the ground. He was already pulling on you.
He pulled once I broke him off. He yanked me back. I'm like, hey, but you know, we ended the game. I was hoping it was him guarding me again, but. You know, I take it on whoever coming up at the line trying to, you know, get busy. So
No question. And most recent, man, you went viral for an OBJ-like catch, man. One hand catch against Syracuse. You never brought the other hand on it. I mean, you literally caught it with your right hand and brought it down with the same hand. Take us through that play. Was that a post route?
Yeah, I mean, it was more like a, you know, it was a read. You know, he's trying to play one route. You can break him off to the post. But, you know, he was off coverage. I'm in the slot. So I'm attacking him, and he's already like 12 yards off. So as I'm getting to about 8 to 12, my landmark, maybe for my read, I see he opening up for the slot fade. So I just, once he opened his hips, I just crossed his face, and then Jordan threw a ball, and I just went up there to get it.
So when you saw the ball was pretty, it was high, right? That was, you just like on one hand, I'm a one-handed, or it just kind of happened through the flow of the play?
Nah, it's kind of weird. Once I leave my feet, I don't really control what happens. You know, my body just reacts. So it was like I just went up and I felt the ball hit the hand and I felt him hit me in the back. And I was just like, I knew the ball wasn't going nowhere. So it just felt like I clawed it, like I went up for a dunk. Felt like he threw a lob. So when I grabbed it, I was like, oh, it's over with. I felt it once the ball hit my hand and he hit me. Mm-hmm. I got back in the, you know, action moment. And I was like, ooh. Then, you know, it just happened.
Hey, man, viral play. You could tell your basketball background jumped into play as well. Like you said, almost like you were catching a one-hand lob. And literally you were above the rim with it. So, hey. Skill sets are phenomenal, man. Keep if you want to go viral again this Saturday night against Duke, go ahead and go viral, man. We love seeing that. And individually speaking, Keon, man, you've been outstanding. You've already matched your touchdown output from a year ago. You have 7 right now. What has allowed you to take the next step this year as a junior in this new offense?
I feel like just the trust that Coach Norvell has in me as a ball player, and you know, being as smart as I am, you know, in his eyes, you know, allowing me to just be free and just, you know, just do play my game and, you know, open up the playbook and let me just, you know, get loose a little bit. And also knowing that it's kind of, you can't really double me. So it's like, you know, because we have a lot of weapons. We have Johnny on the outside. We have Jaheim. We have running backs. And we have John Travis that's throwing the ball. So it's like, you know, so now it just allows me to open up and actually show what I can do.
That's the thing about great coaching. You know what I mean? They allow you to be you. They don't put you in a box and keep you confined. You know what I mean? Move you around, allow you to be you. And when you have that flexibility, I mean, you're comfortable and you're excited because you know the opportunity is going to present itself when they're there. You just got to take advantage of it. So that's a great way. And I love the mindset that offensively you guys have with so many. And I've been saying this since day one. And leading up to our season, I say the thing about Florida State, especially on the offensive side, we got so many pros. We got so many guys. If they do what they're supposed to do, they're going to be playing on Sunday. And you can't just focus all your attention on one guy. You can't, because if you do, you're going to single up somebody against a pro that's going against a guy who's probably not going to have a shot playing in the National Football League, and they're going to get the business. they're going to receive the business. So it's almost like you got to pick your poison. And they do a great job. Coach Norvell and his staff do a great job putting you guys in positions to be successful. And then you factor in the running game as well. You got some dogs back there that's going to be on Sunday as well. So, I mean, it's almost like you got to pick how you want to die.
Yeah, each week, I mean, they kind of just like, all right. I know they said in the defense, I mean, Lara, this game, we just going to have to give this up. Or, you know, I mean, sometimes I feel like it's really nothing you can do, you know, but, you know.
Hey, that's their problem. That they got to figure it out, right?
That's their problem. Coach Atkins said, we have a good problem. We have a lot of guys.
Y'all got a good problem. You got too many dudes out there. They got a bad problem. They don't have enough dudes. Yeah. Personally for you, and I'm a college football analyst for CBS. I talk NFL as well, so I monitor everything that's going on college football-wise. But for you, are you monitoring some of the other, quote-unquote, top wide receivers in college football?
I wouldn't say monitoring, but, you know, what they do, people going to tag you in it, you know, eventually. But, you know, I just look. Sometimes I look, but it don't really affect me mentally, you know, or anything, because I don't really compare myself to anybody. So we all in our different journeys. We all in different situations when it comes to football. We all in different offenses, different systems, and different things like that. So I don't really compare myself to it.
Well, I know you don't. And my job as an analyst, as I get ready for the NFL combine and things like that, I'm always looking, right? So, of course, you're my number one guy. You're my number one wide receiver. And I can care less if I'm biased. Just know you're my number one wide receiver. So when that time comes, I'm going to be talking about you like a number one guy. Then you got your guy, you got Marvin Harrison Jr., all right? Malik Nabers has been doing some pretty good things at LSU. Clearly, he didn't do a lot of good things against Florida State, but we already know why, because we got some real boys in the secondary. And then my man from Adoozie from Washington. I think, you know, if you look at the top four wide receivers, pro-like wide receivers in the game right now in college football, that's the top four. You know, yourself, Harrison Jr., Nabers, and Adoozie. And then also, too, especially when 14 get back healthy, Johnny Wilson. I mean, you talk about being 6'7", 240, there ain't too much you can do against that. You know what I mean? So
especially when he can move like he moved.
That's the thing. And for me, being a former cornerback, he would be very, very difficult to defend because it doesn't look like he's moving. Like those slow motions to that stride. But he's moving, though. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, he's sliding.
Yeah, he moving for real. And before you know it, he up on your toes. And when he up on your toes, you know, they leaving. You know what I mean? So
you can't skip the line. You go ahead and throw that jab. He gonna give you some wiggle.
Exactly, man. Y'all got a lot of pros, man. I've been saying this since day one, man. We got a lot of pros in Tallahassee, man. If they keep that thing together, stay dialed in, it's gonna be a fun, entertaining season. And it has been so thus far. For you personally, I know you watch football. You know, is there a wide receiver currently in the National Football League that you kind of compare your game to?
I wouldn't say it's one particular guy, you know, because a lot of the guys that do what I do, probably not as big, but the bigger guys probably can't move as fluent as I do and, you know, get in and out of breaks. So it's like a mixture of different guys.
I got a guy for you. I've been wanting to get a chance to talk to you about this in person. Because like I said, you know, I'm a college football analyst, so I'm always watching tape. I'm studying. When I saw you against LSU, I was like, man, he looked like somebody. And I'm trying to figure out who he looked like, who he remind me of that's currently in the National Football League. Because I'm like, well, he's 6'4", he's 210. I say, but he moved, like you said, you move very, very fluid. You're a fluid mover. You know, most big guys don't move like how you move. I'm like, as I continue to watch you throughout the year, I said, I got it. You remind me, even though you're taller and a little heavier, you remind me of Ja'Marr Chase.
That's what somebody said. I said Chase with a touch of Keenan Allen. Because the personality I can put on routes when it's permissible, you know what I'm saying? When it's you can do it in the routes, I feel like that's that kind of mixture. Somebody really just told me that. Like, you're a mix of Ja'Marr Chase and some Keenan Allen. I was like, that ain't too far.
Man, listen, I'll tell you this much, Keon. So if Ja'Marr Chase and Keenan Allen had a football baby and that baby is you, good luck forever, whatever defender trying to cover that out there. Because Keenan Allen is one of the best route runners. The wiggle, just the ability to manipulate at the top of the route or at the beginning of the route. And then you talk about that get up and go that Ja'Marr Chase got and being a strong runner of the football. I mean, that's a heck of a comparison. But I tell you this, but man, when that time comes, that's what I'm gonna roll with. That's what it, I'm gonna tell them when they put the mic.
You ain't gonna see as much Keenan. You ain't better see as much Keenan. Now you might watch the practice film. You know, we get more press, but in the games, you don't see too much. They don't really press too much. I don't think they'd be wanting to do all that. They don't want to do that. So you don't get to see too much.
You know why they don't press y'all a lot though. You know that, right?
I know why. We pros. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we work at our craft. We masters of our craft. But I think what's on the practice tape, or you guys have a DBs, they'll tell you, like, you know, I get icky at the line and in the middle of the route, at the top of the route, it don't really matter. So, but, you know, in the game, I'm waiting to showcase that, you know, it's always in the bag. It ain't going nowhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
On the next level for you, because we all know you have aspirations of playing in the NFL, would you love to be a part of the return game as well? Because, of course, you are a punt returner. You had a big, big return game against Syracuse this past Sunday. And I remember I saw you gave Peter Warwick some love as well, one of the all-time greats, man. You said the game before you kind of let him down, you wanted to bounce back and showcase your return skills. You did so. But on the next level, do you have any aspirations of trying to be a part of the return game?
Really, I'm going to say that, like, you know, returning punts is fun and all, but it's really just, you know, me being, like I said, being selfless, and, you know, that's what my team needed me to do here at Florida State. So, I mean, I took on the role and just, you know, just trying to be dominant at it. But in the league, if that's what my, you know, team needs, a guy that they can trust to catch the ball back there, I mean, I'll do it. But, you know, I'd rather lead that to the sharp, quicker guys, you know, so they can have their fun.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Make your case for your starting quarterback, Jordan Travis. Why he should be a serious Heisman candidate. You see him every day. Clearly, you got a great relationship with him on the field. Why should he be a legit serious Heisman candidate?
I'm going to say this. It goes beyond just the stats, because, you know, the stats will tell you one thing, but we don't – a lot of teams try to keep the ball away from him. So he don't get, you know, 60 pass attempts a game and 50 pass attempts a game. He get about 20 to about 27. And how many of those he's connecting on? He ain't missing but four throws a game, and some of it might be on the receiving end of a drop or something like that, or, you know, pressing his face, he's making the right throw. But he's a very efficient quarterback. He puts the ball where it needs to be. He has great touch. He can definitely make plays after the run. Like, you know, once he has the ball in his hands, being a read option, whatever it is, quarterback keep, he can make those type of plays. He can keep the play alive, scrambling in the pocket. He can also stand in the pocket, take a hit, and deliver a great ball. As you can see the last game he threw, the deep ball to me, he took a shot.
No question. The slam goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he stood in the pocket. That pocket collapsed a little bit towards the end. He stood in there like a champ, delivered big time ball to you.
And how unselfish he is. After that, he got up, shook it off, and ran downfield, came celebrate. And he has the arm strength. He has the accuracy and the mobility to do so. And, you know, just how great he is breaking down defenses and things like that, that he can put the ball in tight windows that I don't think a lot of quarterbacks can do. The anticipation, you know, and just he's a great guy outside of football. So, you know, I like we like to talk about the player that's outside the helmet and the shoulder pads. He's just a great guy, a great leader. You know, he's fun to be around. Always, he always has a smile on his face. So he's ready to come to work every day. Whether he's banged up or not, he's going to have that same energy and continue to be a leader as he is at that quarterback position.
No question. No question. And like the way he's grown as a college quarterback has been a great thing to watch. And just seeing the maturation process for him and continuing to see that, I'm right there with you. I stated like right last year when Caleb won the Heisman, we did our prediction for the Heisman for 2023 season. I said, Jordan Travis. I like Jordan Travis going to put up Heisman-like numbers. And, you know, of course, everybody would say, well, B-Mac, anytime you talk Florida State, you biased. I can care less. But the man got a legit case for that award. And he will continue to add to that debate for him. As the season go on, you guys keep doing what you're doing. This Saturday night, once again, primetime stage. You know it's national TV again, right? Keon, you know that, right?
Yeah, but it don't make a difference. We got to do our job. It's the first night game. I'm ready.
It's a national game. When we won the Super Bowl in 2008 with the Steelers, Mike Tomlin used to tell us all the time, it's a five-star matchup because we in it. It's not about who we playing. It's a five-star matchup because the Pittsburgh Steelers in it. I feel the same way about Florida State. It's a five-star matchup because Florida State in it. It don't matter who they playing. Anytime Florida State play, it's a five-star matchup. And we need that five-star energy from start to finish. So what type of environment do you expect? You talk about a night game and Doak Campbell under the lights, national stage. What type of environment do you expect against Duke, who's a ranked opponent?
I think probably most electrifying outside of being in an ACC championship game. That's going to be the most hype game probably on Saturday. It's our homecoming. So, you know, we're looking to go out there and dominate as usual and get to being 1-0 for this week. And, you know, so I feel like the fans going to come out and do what they do. They're going to make noise. They're going to be live on third downs. You know, they're going to celebrate when we score. So we're looking to, you know, put on a show.
I know you early on in your prep getting ready for the Blue Devils, but defensively, they've been a pretty, you know, physical group, you know, playing some pretty good football. You know, what are some of the good things you've seen so far from the Duke Blue Devils defense based on what they've showcased throughout the year?
I mean, I'm going to start with up front. Up front, they're very good, you know, doing what they do. You know, they have pretty good linebackers and a good secondary that's disciplined. You know, they played a lot of snaps. You know, they're very disciplined technique. So they rely on, I think they rely more so on you messing up. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to continue to play their coverages and do what they do and, you know, try to create turnovers. So they're good at punching at the ball and things like that. You know, and their press technique, they're pretty good. And they've, you know, pretty much dominated the teams that they have played. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
You know, one thing I like about your answer there for a lot of our listeners and viewers, you might have not caught on to what Keon said. The first thing he said, I want to start up front. See, he's not just watching film about the guys in the secondary. He's also paying attention to the guys on the first level, right, and the guys in the second level. So that is a huge plus to have for a wide receiver when you're not only just paying attention to the secondary, because one thing about the secondary, the second level guys, which are the linebackers in the secondary, are hand in hand. They kind of tell you what they're doing. They got to be on the same page. So your ability to understand and pay attention to all three levels on the defensive side, NFL scouts, that's a good thing. Y'all heard of, that's a great thing. That's football IQ right there. So, hey, keep doing it. Keep studying
that way. Like they like to say, pass, rush, and coverage work together. So if the D-line never getting back there, you're going towards the defensive back the whole game. But if they have great pass rushes, so you have to be able to understand the timing you're going to have in your route, depending on the different type of stunts they do and things like that, different type of games and shifts they do pre and post snap. So you got to understand, you know, how good those guys are up front. So
No question. I know you haven't really participated against our rivals, in-state rivals that we hate, Miami and Florida State. And I know you're new to that rivalry, but just being around the program, who would you say, who do you hate more? Miami or Florida?
Both of them. I'm all in with the beef. I've enjoyed it. I don't care if I understand it or not. I'm here, so I'm going to fight for my team.
Okay.
So it's smoke whenever we see both of them.
Last question for you. What does this team have to do to compete for a national championship this year?
Be honest, continue to just worry about us. It's all about us. It don't matter who we playing. As long as we focus on us and be sound in our, you know, in our game plan and our technique and fundamentals, I pretty much think we're unstoppable. So continue to just strive to be 1-0 each day to that Saturday and be 1-0 in that Saturday. Just keep that process going. Coming to work every day, we're going to be pretty much unstoppable. So I think that's what's, you know, going to potentially lead us there.
All right, before I let you go, Keon, we're going to transition to the superlative part, right? So this is like a two-minute situation. You on offense. You ain't got no timeouts. Y'all got to score a touchdown. I'm going to hit you with a few rapid-fire questions. I want your honest, unbiased answer. All right? All right. When you get to the NFL, because that's where we're seeing you going, right? That's where we're going to speak into existence, right? Yeah. At the next level, who would you like to score your first touchdown on?
Slay.
Who?
Darius Slay.
Darius Slay. Okay, big play Slay. Matter of fact, we had him on the show a few times, man. He's a big-time fan of yours as well. So Darius Slay, one of the greatest to ever do it right now, still playing, and he will be in the league by the time you get there. Darius Slay, you heard the best. Keon Coleman, man, respect, nothing but respect, but he want to go ahead and score that first touchdown on you. Second question for you. Most people don't realize this about you, but every time you play in a game, you have on an Apple Watch. Why is that?
See the blue for Duke. I mean, that's pretty much just match the team that we play.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. So every team you play, you're going to have their color on your watch.
And the mouthpiece of magic.
I didn't know that. Why is that?
I mean, it's just something that, you know, I probably haven't taken this Apple Watch off since spring when I was at Michigan State. So it's like I just, you know, continue to wear it. It started off with black, but, you know, now people that have watch bands, they support it and they just send me all the colors that I need.
And, you know, so you got a watch band color for every team that y'all playing this year?
Every single team. Gold.
And a mouthpiece.
Yep. Gold for Wake Forest. Purple for North Alabama. I got orange. I got blue. I got orange and blue for Florida. Orange and green for Miami. I got all of them.
Wow.
So it's just something that I like. And it's kind of like, it's not really trolling, but you know, after the LSU game, they were trying to cause a scene like you cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, nah, bro, I just took it up a level, you know, a little bit high, you know, a little bit of trolling, but not too much.
Yeah, so you rocking the blue one tonight for the Blue Devils. I mean,
every
Saturday
practice
night.
Until the game. Until
every the game practice too. So you're just getting it right. You're getting the reps ready.
I change them every week.
Okay, I like that. All right, that's good. That's good insight right there. If Keon Coleman wasn't scoring touchdowns playing football, what would you be doing?
Probably working to do something with being able to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. I would like to get in coaching at some point, or, you know, really, I like coaching maybe, you know, real estate, you know, being an accountant or something like that. I like, you know, like money and just being able to give back to the community. So, you know, any way I can impact the youth, that's pretty much me.
What state has the best high school football?
Louisiana.
Don't be biased.
I think
you're going to be biased, but you know,
I'm real. I think Florida might have it. Florida might have it because Texas got some heat too, though. But I think Florida might have it.
All right. Last question for you. Who has the best offense in college football and why?
Florida State Seminoles. We have so many unselfish pros on his offense. It's like, you know, like you said, pick your part. We have receivers. We have running backs. We have tight ends. We have quarterback. We have linemen. But we also have depth beyond the second team in those position groups. We can go 13 deep and they can start at another university. So it's like we have a lot of depth and a lot of unselfish guys on this offense. And we have a great kicker. So, you know, we got it. We all around, you know, got to show love. You know, you got to make them count.
No question. That's important. That is important, man. Well, Keon, man, thank you for joining us. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, man, nice episode. I know Seminole fans will love this. And for all the Seminole fans that are planning on going to the game in Tallahassee, make sure you're there. Make sure you're loud. Make sure you're disrespectful to anything that's not in the garnet and gold. The boys out there need that energy. Keon is expecting a full house from start to finish. 7:30, primetime stage again. No other than the great Keon Coleman, best wide receiver in college football, number 4. And make sure y'all check that Apple Watch out on Saturday night, because, you know, when he scored at least 2 of them things, man, y'all probably going to see it on his wrist a little bit, showcasing the Blue Devil blue, as he oftentimes do every outing. Keon, man, thank you for joining me. Best of luck to you.
I appreciate you for having me. Have a great day.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+.
Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.